LS.
Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS, along with Emily Scarlett producing and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Senate Democratic Leader, Senator Gretchen Whitmer. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, it's been a flurry of activity, and I know we kind of just caught you, so I apologize for that, but I appreciate you taking a few minutes to be with us tonight. Word today of a confirmed deal on the budget for 2012 fiscal year. Right off the top, what's your reaction to the budget that is going to go forward?
Well, I'm disappointed. You know, a budget is not just simply a balance sheet. It's a statement of your values. And if you take a snapshot of what Governor Snyder's budget is and what the Republican legislature is willing to do, it means they're willing to sacrifice our kids and raise taxes on pensioners, all to pay for a business tax break, and that's really not the kind of policy that's really going to move the state of Michigan forward, in my opinion.
Well, let's take a look at with the education, with the revenue estimates, and they came in higher, and it looks like a chunk of that money is going to go back into schools, into the per pupil. Is that helpful to you? I mean, do you see that as moving in the right direction, or still not enough?
Well, that's what I was negotiating, that it go into the per pupil. What they're actually have agreed to do is to put a little more money into the school aid fund, which I think is a good thing, but they're attaching strings to it, and they're mandating that it go toward retirement. So the problem is that these dollars may not get to the classroom, which is exactly where they need to be, and that's what voters said when they approved Proposal A, and we put all this money in the school aid fund. And so I think it's violative of that promise to the voters back then, and I think it's bad policy for our kids.
So on the surface, it looks as though it's going back into schools, but what you're saying is the one of the $100 going per pupil will help pay employee retirement costs, and the other's best practices, so that has strings attached.
Yeah, they've attached strings, and it's just not going to get into the per pupil foundation allowance, which is the money that actually gets into the classroom. You know, we started with a huge surplus in the school aid fund, and the only reason that they're talking about cuts, even though they've mitigated their own cuts a bit, is because they chose to fund a $2 billion tax break for business in the state of Michigan, one that we really can't afford if it means we're sacrificing our kids.
And you have said in a statement that came out today, Senator, that it felt like to you like the Republicans had reneged on the deal that you had discussed with them early in the week.
Well, last week we had an agreement that the dollars were going to be used for per pupil. I mean, I'm kind of a one-tune person down at the Capitol, always talking about schools, and maybe it's the mom and me or the pragmatic person who knows you invest money in education and it inures to all of our benefit. But we had an agreement that the money was going to go into the per pupil foundation allowance, and this week they're using the money for another purpose in the school budget, but it's not what we agreed to.
So it's just not going to cut it for you.
Well, it's just not going to get to the kids. And frankly, we shouldn't be cutting their schools at all. We don't need to, because the school aid fund has a balance. We're doing this as a choice of the governors, and then the way they've gone about doing it violates the agreement that we had last week. So I am very disappointed in this, and I'm worried about my kids' schools, and I'm worried about schools for all kids in the state of Michigan.
Well, and not only getting up to the students, directly to the students, but it could also, as you have said, result in more teacher layoffs and program cuts, and that ultimately hurt the students as well.
Well, there's no question. When you look at the classroom, aside from the kids, the most important thing in the classroom is the teacher. And so if we're still going to drive classes up to 35 students in a class, it's going to hurt the quality of the education of our kids. And when you talk about having a workforce that can compete, it really damages us going forward as a state and trying to lure people here. And so there's a lot of consequences to decisions like these, and I think it looks bad for the state, and most importantly, I think it compromises the education our kids are going to get.
Well, and higher education wasn't left out of the deal either. They're facing at least 15% cuts, funding cuts for universities, and 4% for community colleges as well.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I've always been a proponent of investing in education from birth to through higher education. You know, there are study after study that shows And those kinds of investments pay off. Whether or not you're the one getting the education, if you're in an educated community, doing the same job as someone in an uneducated community, you make a lot more money because of it. And so it's all about drawing business here and the types of businesses that are, you know, have the jobs of tomorrow. And we've got to invest in education all the way across the board. Every politician says that. Unfortunately, the ones in control right now aren't walking the talk.
And yet they say they had to restructure. Things had to change.
Well, there's no question. Everyone in the state knows that Michigan has had tough times and that we are not out of the woods yet. And in our town halls across the state, people said, you know what, I'm willing to chip in if it's going for something. You know, I'm willing to chip in if it's going to go for education or for programs for seniors. You know, but to chip in, to ask all these sacrifice on people in order to pay for a business tax cut, it just doesn't seem right. And that's what we heard time and time again across the state and town halls. And so I think we all acknowledge you can't have the status quo, but you also got to make educated decisions about investment and how to move our state forward.
We only have a little bit of time left. Are there any aspects of this budget that work for you?
Well, you know, I'm glad that they held tight on the Medicaid, dollars. Those are expenses that we all pick up. Even if you have lucky enough to have insurance, we all pay if we don't, you know, insure the poorest people in our state. And I also would say that I'm glad that the governor has taken a strong stance on the stem cell issue as well as the domestic partner issue.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I know it's a crazy busy day. I appreciate your input.
Cheryl, have a good one.
You as well. Senate Democratic Leader Gretchen Whitmer. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lucera. President Obama trying to prod the Middle East peace process with a bold request for the Israelis.
We believe the borders of Israel.